And so that night, that later morning when it was my turn to share, I said, the same thing happened. There was a presence of God. And I didn't feel like coming for the session. And in the end, if everybody pray, everybody don't feel like coming to the session. Because everybody got the presence of God at home. How wonderful it was. Then when those who don't have the presence go and see the hall, say, what happened to all the preachers? Oh, they all were in the presence of God. But there are times when we have that presence and you don't feel like you want to leave. That's what we are talking about. There is a level of presence. The presence of God is always with us. Jesus says that in Matthew 28, verse 20, lo, I'm with you even unto the end of the age. But we experiencing His presence depends on Iskus and Kratos. When we are prayed up and we are word up, His presence can be felt. It is just like, how do I illustrate? It's just like you have a radio receiver, a radio. And you turn on a radio, you put fresh batteries in. The radio goes loud and clear. After some usage, the batteries grow weak. The signals go lower. And you cannot hear so clearly. The static noise. The radio waves are still there. But your receiver is not charged up to receive. Finally, you reach a point when the batteries go dead. No matter how you turn, you hear only static. There is no more reception. Not because there are no radio signals, but because the batteries are weak. So how well you receive the signal depends on the strength of your receiver. In a similar way, we need a certain voltage in our spirits. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. There need to be a certain purity, a certain voltage in our spirits in order for us to experience sitting in a heavenly place. So not all the time we experience it because our voltage sometimes waver and we don't charge up our batteries. Just like some radios can run on 2 batteries, some need 6. Some 3 volts, some 6 volts, or 9 volts. Some people, for some reason, They just like physically, all of us need different amounts of food. Some people's petrol tank are just bigger than others. I don't understand it fully, but spiritually, for some reason, there is no standard. Right? If there's any standard, it's only standard size battery. But there is in everyone alive, because there are different levels of things that God wants us to do, that you have to be charged up to. And then there are different things in our past that may hinder and different things out of tune in our life. Sometimes we may need more level of prayer than others or more word than others in certain areas to get that. But there is a time when you pray and you reach that level. And I'm talking about there's a real presence. And when you enter that, you know you are in a heavenly place. And it's out of that position that you work out your life. Then the other thing can take place. When we are up there, it's that at that level where Jesus can come physically down to our body, the nous can be affected now. N-O-U-S. The news. That's a different part of our mind. The dianoia is related, it's a part of our soul, but it's related to the spirit. The news is related to our soul. Let's look at Colossians for a moment. And this, in this verse here, it's not the word dianoia, it's a different word now. Colossians 3, verse 1. 3, verse 1 and 2. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Here's the word nous. Set your nous. Here is something for us to do. Whereas dianoia is something for God to do. His spirit of wisdom and revelation anoint or enlighten the dianoia, filling it with light. Now there's something to do with the news. So chapter 1 and 2, dianoia, chapter 3 and 4 is the news, the knowing, that we may know. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans 8. Verse 5 and 6. Here it's not the word dianoia, it's the other common word, phronesis, which the phronesis of the mind, that's one of the Greek words, phronesis, and the word nous are related. Phronesis is the understanding, nous is the consciousness. It's a different part of our mind. And why is it separated? When I study all the different Greek words for mind, I realize that some are related more in the spirit realm, some more to the emotional realm, some more to the soul realm. The emotions are a certain part of our understanding. It's beyond us. It's just like many years ago, there was an article that came out in Real Digest about how a biologist or biochemist was testing out a certain person. And why that person had a craving for certain types of food. And he analyzed that food contained calcium. And the person doesn't know that he lacked calcium. But yet, that craving for that food, how did the person know that food contained calcium when he was not taught in science that food contained calcium? Definitely, he didn't go to dialogismos. Sometimes, we learn through dialogismos. Because you read books, and the books list up which food are filled with which substance, which nutritional vitamins and minerals. So you know. So through dialogismos, you change your diet. But there's something inside us more powerful than that too. Why do some pregnant women have certain craving? People don't understand it. And later on, when they analyze, they found in a very illogical, instinctive way, the body knows that that kind of substance has certain chemicals that the body were craving for. It was not just a crazy craving. To the dialogismos, the logical mind, it's a crazy craving. But there was some biological mind working in the subconscious that knows the content of the food by eating. How do you know by taking a bite of a food what chemical contents are inside? But there's a biological mind that is inside the soul that is working. That's the area of what I call phronesis. That is working all the time. So it's a part of the soul. It's linked to the emotion, linked to a certain part of our consciousness. Not in the dialogismos. The modern man focus on dianoia, imagination, and dialogismos. The vast area of school system functions on the logical part. The IQ test only tests the dialogismos. That's why it's not a real fair test. But society has placed such a heavy emphasis on logical thinking. But there's something else. And then there was this case of a child that always swallows pins and needles, etc. Later on, it's not all the same, right? But for that particular child, in that article, the doctors found, or the biochemists found, that the child lacked iron. that the child had not even come to the educational level yet of dialogismos to be trained in those things. Yet there was some part of the child's mind that was working, that was telling it that it needs iron, but of course it was the wrong way of getting the iron. You don't eat an iron bar for iron, right? But it was like it's perverted, but there seems to be a link. And the body was just responding. That's phronesis and nous. Now with that, we realize here that here's something for us to do. In Romans 8, you see in Romans 8, verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. He says, set your mind on the things above. There is a setting of the mind. There is a tuning of the mind. And how is that mind tuned? It is because we lack English descriptions, English words, I call it the emotional and soul part of our mind that now needs to be tuned. So if we have an emotional part of our mind that feels. Feeling is in some part of our being, we call it the emotion. But emotions are affected from a part of our mind. What part of the mind do we call it? That's the part that I'm defining it. And so in that area, he says in chapter 3, verse 16, he prays that we be kratos, again kratos needs to work, with might through his Spirit in the inner man. Now isn't it marvelous here that there's an emphasis on the word, because the word is where we get the real training of our emotion. We cannot base on just the emotions, but we base it on the word. But the word will tune our emotion to feel the right things. And then comes verse 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Faith comes by the word. That you being rooted and grounded in love. That's another part of our being. That part of the nous and the phronesis, which are related. The nous is on the more carnal part, while the phronesis is also at a part of the emotional state. I call it the soul mind. The soul mind. It needs to be touched and turned away into agape love. Only in agape love can it function properly, grounded and rooted. Let's read on verse 18. May be able to comprehend with all the saints. The word comprehend doesn't mean understand. It means to receive. The word comprehend is the word which means, from the Greek, is katalambano. KATALAMBANO. From the word lambano in the Greek. And the word lambano means to take or to receive. To hold on to and to receive. To take to oneself. And so kata lambano is an emphasis on that holding on, that receiving. Let me prove it by cross-references. Philippians 4. Philippians chapter 3, that is. Verse 12. Says here, not that I have already attained, Paul talking about his life, or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And that looks like a confusing statement, but what he means is that he hasn't attained it yet, but he hold on to that for which Christ has, and that Christ has a hold of him. Now, isn't that a wonderful analogy? When you are in him, then he is in you.